السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Appa with afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Shawwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Ad-Dukhan, chapter 44, and verses number 30 to verse number 36. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, after the drowning of the Pharaoh, Fir'aun and his cronies and comrades, Almighty Allah highlights his bounties and favors on the Israelites. Hence Almighty Allah states, وَلَقَدْ نَجَّيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Chapter 44, verse 30, وَلَقَدْ وَلِلَّهِ. And by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Lam is for Qasam there. قَدْ نَجَّيْنَا. Definitely, surely, we rescued and saved Bani Israel. Israel is the title of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, peace be upon him. Israel means the slave of Allah. But today the country Israel is Abdul Shaitan and bunch of haramis and murderers and killers. وَلَقَدْ نَجَّيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And hence we saved and we delivered and rescued the children of Israel مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينِ, from a disgraceful, humiliating punishment. That is what the Pharaoh and his people were doing, humiliating them, killing them, doing crazy things with them, raping them and so forth. مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ, from Pharaoh and his cronies. But Pharaoh is the main person. And he was so drunk with power, like how you see Trump is nowadays. He even said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am divinity in the form of humanity, and I am the supreme being. I am God incarnate. Imagine that. Almighty Allah speaks about the Pharaoh, Innahu kana aliyam min al-mushrifin. Verily he, the Pharaoh, was alien, a haughty, proud, and arrogant person, min al-mushrifin, amongst those who transgressed and went beyond the limits and boundaries and parameters. He broke every boundary, he broke every limit and every parameter. These people, the Bani Israel at that time, وَلَقَدْ اخْتَرْنَاهُمْ, and definitely we selected them and chose them, عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ, with knowledge. They had the greatest knowledge, عَلَىٰ الْعَالَمِينَ, over all the people in the world at that time there. This knowledge, especially this day and this age, if we have of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, 6,236 verses of the Noble Quran, 114 chapters, 540 ruku sections of the Noble Quran, and knowledge of the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Al-Fiqhul Islami, understanding Islam according to the four schools of thought, then we have obtained and attained the highest field of knowledge. Remember that. Almighty Allah revealed the Quran Sharif directly on the Mubarak heart of the Master alayhi salatu salam via the agency of the Archangel Gabriel Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Ala qalbika bilisanin arabiyyin mubin, on your Mubarak blessed heart, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But only one place we see Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to ask for something more and more. And what is that? Chapter 20, Surah Taha, verse 114. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. The correct knowledge, it precedes even iman. You ask the Pope, you ask the Rabbi, you ask the Padri, you ask the Bishop. Everybody will tell you they got knowledge, but that knowledge is a curse for them. It diverted them from the right and correct knowledge. So the knowledge that we speak about, that you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have to beg and ask Almighty Allah, Rabbi zidni ilma, such knowledge that will set the precedent for humanity and posterity, which brings us closer and nearer to Allah Ta'ala, closer and nearer to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, closer and nearer to understand Islam as the final religion for all times, for all places, in all circumstances. All other sciences and information will be permissible with certain conditions. Where there is prohibition, where there are prohibitions, obviously that we cannot be studying, for example, interest and all these type of things, we can't indulge in all that. But to speak, to learn it, that you study capitalism, you study communism, socialism, Zionism, secularism, so you demolish it and abolish it, that's fine. But any science, any discipline which will take us away from Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam is not a rahmah, is not a mercy, but a zahma, a curse from Almighty Allah. So Islam is not against sciences and disciplines. Islam encourages it, but it must be kept in the proper perspective and the proper sequence. You can't be giving it preference over Quran Sharif and Sunnah and Fiqhul Islami, the Islamic jurisprudence and so forth and so on. وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ, and we gave them such miracles, مَا فِيهِ بَلَاءٌ مُبِينٌ, and in that there were clear signs of Almighty Allah, the grace and the bounty of Almighty Allah. They witnessed in front of their own eyes how they were saved through the ocean and how the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades drowned right in front of their eyes. So these are the signs Allah Ta'ala showed them. Remember, whilst the Pharaoh was alive, there was no Torah. So ayat here refers to the miracles. Inna ha'ula'i layaqulun. But these are the same people, the mushrikeen and idol worshippers, like today. You got 8 billion plus people on this earth, 7 billion plus people say the same thing. You have these people, idol worshippers, non-Muslims, atheists and so forth. They say, definitely they say, لَيَقُولُونَ إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا مَوْتَتُنَا الْأُولَىٰ. There's nothing but the first death. We just die one time, end of the story, finish. There's no accountability, there's no reckoning, there's no day of judgment, there's no paradise, there's no hell. They reject all these articles of faith, and therefore they go to hell forever and ever, get roasted and toasted there. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Verily Allah has cursed us non-Muslims who are sane and mature. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا, and prepared for them the furnace and the blazing fire. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will dwell and stay there in Jahannam and the furnace forever and ever. They'll get roasted and toasted. لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. There is no protector, no helper for them. Chapter 33, verses 64 and 65. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُنْشَرِينَ, and we will not be resurrected. You see, just exactly what secularism, capitalism, Zionism, all these haramis teach, the same thing, you must remember. فَأَتُوا بِآبَائِنَا. They will tell you, okay, that your father, grandfather, great-grandfather, grandparents passed away, bring them. إن كنتم صادقين, if you are truthful. So Almighty Allah will bring everything on the appointed time. On day of justice, their mouth will be sealed. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So then the mouth will be sealed, and the feet and the hands and everything will speak, and then will give testimony against them and say that, now what do you say? Open Surah Yasin, chapter number 36, verse number 65. And then the land and the sand where we are walking, running, jumping, or we are making sujood and worshipping Almighty Allah and prostrating, when the land and the sand will speak, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Today we love to look at breaking news. A khabarun ajil. So there, you see, khabarun ajil, breaking news in Arabic, if you know Arabic. So what happens is this, that people love breaking news. This news broke. Allah Ta'ala tells us, informs us in chapter 99, Surah Zilzal, that human being who's seeing the day of Qiyamah unfold, he will say, Ma laha, what is happening? يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. The land and the sand, remember, will give you the breaking news. How will the land and the sand speak? بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. That you must remember, Allah will make it such that أَوْحَى لَهَا, Allah will inspire it. How our tongue, it speaks. I'm speaking life to you. Thousands of people in different towns, different cities, different countries, different continents are listening. Could we imagine this 500 years ago? Could we imagine this 1,000 years ago? People will tell you it's impossible. But here, every day, daily occurrence is happening in front of our eyes. So the land and the sand will speak. And then the overwhelming evidence. What do you say, O Jutla, O Jutli, O Harami? Did you commit murder? Did you commit rape? Did you commit genocide, ethnic cleansing? They will say, never. Hasha wa kalla. The land and sand will speak. Their limbs and left body will speak. Feet and hands will speak. Then the angels will come with the book of deeds. Oh, you haramis, see what here, everything documented. You see that? By us, nothing is left to chance. Everything is done with perfection, fulfilling the duty with beauty. Kiraman katibin. The angels will come, who is to record everything. And what they is to do? That they will tell you what me and you did. We forgot everything. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They know very well what you did in the darkness of the night or in the brightness of the day. Go and open chapter 82. And that is Surah Infitar. And verses number 11 and 12. So now the angels will bring the book of deeds. The land and sand will speak. Our limbs will speak. فَأَتُوا بِآبَائِنَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So they said, what you talk of a year after? There's nothing like year after. So that is where we say these type of sciences and discipline that take you away from your real aim and objective. So that is a curse for humanity. مَعَ الْأَسَفِ الشَّدِيدِ. Our Muslims are gone mad. And they think that in that way they'll get success. That girl will not get married. Why? I have to finish my degree. Sometimes they lose their virginity. Sometimes they lose their haya and shame. And sometimes they lose their Islam and become murtad. Sometimes male and female, Allah forbid. So that is what we are speaking about. We need to get our priorities right in life. Otherwise, there are serious repercussions and consequences. Allah protect us all. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 9th of Shawwal, 1446. And remember that we present to you today's news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. China tells America, and Trump in particular, you don't think you'll come and bully us. Every tariff you appoint upon us, 50%, we put 50%. You put 100%, we put 100%. You want a trade war, we're ready. That's the language I like. You must never show you're a coward. We're prepared to take you on. Ching, 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 chong, they're busy. You see that? and making Trump and the Americans go mad. Now, you see, if you know anything of American politics, you will know the Republicans are shaking and panicking. They know Trump has caused a disaster for them. And in Congress also, there are voices against Trump. And in Wall Street also, their stock exchange every day, it is losing trillion dollars already. So it's a disaster for them. Remember that. And that is how Allah will destroy America, destroy Israel and the Saudis and the Emiratis and the Arab Dunpot dictators, Haramis, Murtads. Inshallah, ajilan ghayra ajil, very soon it will happen. U.S. and Iran. Now Trump and trumpeting away. He meets the two criminals. Trump is also a war criminal. Why they allow all these things to carry on? They supply more and more arms. You have a dog and you have the owner of the dog, and that dog goes and bites and kills everybody in the neighborhood. So who is to blame, the dog or the person who it belongs to? So America are the people who are in charge of the dog, Israel, and Britain and so forth. They are the ones who created Israel. So they must be also held responsible as accomplice in this crime. We must be very clear on that issue there. So then he says, you see what Netanyahu did, Harami Bibi. He pushed America into a war against Iraq and said, come on, you must finish up Saddam Hussein. And then based on lies, they murdered and martyred over 1 million Muslims. Till today, the shame on America because of what they did in Abu Ghraib in Baghdad, what they did in Bagram in Afghanistan, what they are doing in Gitmo. We must name them, shame them and nail them. So we must know our facts, you see that. So now he's pushing America that you must take on Iran. But Trump knows if they go for Iran, the whole Middle East will be in fire. The first country they will attack is the United Arab Emirates. And our Houthi brothers said, you Emiratis, we are going to attack you very soon. And I hope they do so. The Dubai and Abu Dhabi need to be taught the lesson, and the Saudis as well. So U.S. and Iran in direct talks, this week they will be meeting in Oman. Can you believe? One side will be America, one side will be Iran, and the Omanis will facilitate the whole thing. You know Oman, Muscat and Salalah, and then the meeting will be held there. So beautiful country, very expensive. Remember that, we've been there. So Israel is killing. Listen to this chilling figure, you Muslims and non-Muslims who want justice. Israel is killing plus minus approximately 100 children a day in the land of Gaza and Palestine. So that is your only democracy in the Middle East. This is your most moral army in the world. You see that? Pakka haramis, pakka rapers and pakka murderers. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And this Arab regime, the quicker we get rid of them, the better for all of us. Each one of them, a murtad and a harami and a munafik and auladu iblis. They know what I'm talking about. If you don't understand the term. BB wants US to attack Iran. Iran say we will close the Strait of Hormuz. 40% of the world's oil goes through there. We will attack every American base in our nearby area. And you know, Iran, after Israel, has the best army. So they are well equipped, not like those idiots in the Arab world. If Israel can have nuclear, India, Pakistan can have nuclear. So who the hell are you to say that Iran cannot have nuclear? I support Iran 100%. They must go for nuclear. So we must be fair to all parties. Although they kafirs, I am the biggest enemy of them. So if I go to Iran now, they won't allow me, first of all. If they allow me, they'll lock me up, obviously. So a journalist burnt alive by Israel. They don't want people, no international journalists allowed, and local journalists, they murder them, kill them, rape them, and do whatever they want to. Listen to this, 10 British citizens fought for Israel in Gaza, committed war crimes and so forth. So what the hell are you doing about it, you British people? What are you, ANC, doing about it? Till today, I never heard of a Jutla prosecutor who went from South Africa, took selfies there and how they murdered and martyred our people in Gaza, but no action taken by the South African government. Show me one jutla that was prosecuted. Hopeless, useless you guys are. So you must remember that we must put these guys away, kick them out from here, close the Israeli embassy. European stocks, American stocks, all diving and tumbling, trillion, trillion dollars, billion, billion pounds, everything getting wiped off the stock market. Trump says, no, I'm giving you some medication. But Trump, the medication you're giving is like the vaccine, you harami, it's your own goal. So then you're destroying America, destroying the world economy. I'm very happy. As long as you destroy America, you destroy Europe. So we're very happy. So you must remember that. That will bring about the new world order, not what you want. The new world order, our Islamic order, it will bring with true leaders, inshallah. All of you who are in Umrah, all of you are going today, tomorrow, this week for Umrah, remember Saudi government has announced the last date for your departure with Umrah visas. 29th of April, you must be out of Saudi Arabia. 29th April, may diarize that. Your departure must be taking place. So my advice to you, because the Saudis are half crazy, you know. So rather book your ticket for 27th, 28th of April to return from there so you don't have any problems. Because if you overstay, nowadays they just impose fines upon you. So just speak to your travel agent. But this is what is mentioned in the Saudi media. People with Umrah visas, you must be out of the country, out of the kingdom, as they like to call it. Good for nothing kingdom. So remember by 29th of April. You see, Trump and Bibi had a wonderful meeting, Trump says. Trump says, you know me, I like Gaza. It's an incredible piece of land. It's a real estate. We want ownership over it. We, America, we want to control it. Can you believe that? He wants to steal the whole of Gaza. He said, why the hell you Israelis gave Gaza back to the Palestinians? He posed that question, you see. He doesn't know Ariel Sharon was getting a good hiding. Trump knows nothing about Palestine and so forth. He's a donkey. He never even know where Lesotho is. So donkey business he got, you know. He only wants to make money. He loves women and money. That's all. Just like these rabbis, you see. That Rabbi Jacob, he's there, 59 years old in New York. He rapes a 16-year-old girl and they ask him, guilty, not guilty. He said, not guilty. They gave him $75,000, you see, that bail, and you must come back and then we'll have the proper court case. In. These are the haramis. They can't look after their own rifles and then want to just shoot people and so forth. Just like Clinton and all these characters, you know, Trump and a whole lot of them. Biggest haramis they are. They can't look after their own rifles and so forth. So he says, we're going to take over. You come. Send your army there and see what we will do with you. We support Hamas. We make it clear. We support Houthis. We support Hezbollah. We support Hitler. We support anybody who causes harm to the Jutlas. When I say we support Hitler, we support him in those things that he said, I don't want no interest here in Germany. I don't want no homosexuality in Germany. I don't want no pornography here in Germany. Obviously on that we agree with him. So why must we say Hitler was a bad guy because the Jutlas, all that story of 6 million is one big fairy tale. Only idiots believe in that, remember this. So Bibi and Trump, they could not agree. You must know what is the easy sign that after their meeting, no press conference. Otherwise, they come out all smiling and speak the same language. Now they could not agree on the tariffs. They could not agree on Gaza. They could not agree on the hostages. They say no press conference. Listen to what Trump says. He says that bureaucracy and there are too many people here, ghost workers working in America. You take this $25,000 and you just retire and get retrenched and finish. You don't want that, sooner or later we fire you. The best part, they fire them and then they realize they make a mistake and then they have to rehire them. America is in total chaos. If you know America, it's not that Hollywood you see on your screens. There are slums everywhere. It's becoming a mini Bombay, a mini India, and so forth and so on. So many slums coming up in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in Las Vegas. Everywhere you will find it now. Israeli ambassador to Ethiopia kicked out. They told him, you footsack from here, you jutla. What the hell you want in the African organization? They humiliated him and disgraced him. That's the way you deal with these jutlas, haramis. They had the headquarters is Ethiopia for the African Union, and he comes there like an observer. Our South Africa, other countries said, you footsack from here. Footsack is a word we use for dogs. You must remember that 100% right word to use for these jutlas and haramis. You must make them footsack 100%. Take my name also. So Russians gain much land from Ukraine. Putin is not interested in America. Putin is not interested. He say, me, I'm going to take whole Ukraine over. If you know history, Ukraine belonged to Russia and Putin is busy. You see, you America, you brought the Soviet Union down, and the Taliban and the Mujahideen, you brought us down. So me, I'll cut deals with them. And we together, Russia, China, Iran, and the Taliban and all that. Iran is a harami, but anyway. So remember, we'll get together and we'll make America fall. That is Putin's aim, if you understand the real politics. But Muslims today, majority idiots, don't understand anything. Don't understand deen, don't understand dunya. Majority Muslims are like that today. Okay, South African news, you must remember the GNU is still standing, and that public protector, the former one, you know. So when Bakwani or whatever, they want to strike her off, they say you're not fit to be called attorney, so she's fighting that. Imagine all you guys with private security and with guns and all that, they want to ban you. You must remember that. That will cause another war, remember that. Today, Tuesday, remember that 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Hassan from Pakistan, he's American, and Amona Zaid will interview him. 11 to 12, Bliss of Marriage, 1 to 2 will be Tafsir. Mo Salim, we have, mashallah, 15 minutes. Let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, are we allowed to sell and exchange business with bottle stores and funeral parlors?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The question is but hazy. What I mean, the question is hazy, and that if a person comes to my shop, your shop, that lady is a prostitute, that person there runs a bottle store, that person there runs a brothel, or is a funeral parlor, they come to your shop and they buy. Obviously, you can sell to them. You don't have to ask them, are you a prostitute? Are you gay? Are you a murderer? Are you a brothel owner or what? So you sell things to them, so it's fine and so forth. But when you know that they are doing these type of things, now they want to buy from you certain things, and now you must go there to the church. You must go there to the funeral parlor. You must go there, and now you must put the lights for them. You must go do the building for them. So all that is not permissible. When you know that they doing all these things, and you become an active participant there in their premises and so forth, like the examples I gave, so that would not be permissible. But if they come and they buy from you and then they do it, that is their business. But for you to go there and to go help them and assist them in their premises, not permissible. Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Do not cooperate in sin and in transgressions.
What is the Shariat ruling of selling expired goods to the public?
Not permissible. You see what's happening to the children, died and the children got so ill and so forth and so on. Especially if it's food stuff and that. So definitely, and medication, you know, America and these Western countries, they go to India, they come to Nigeria, they come here and there, and they dump all their junk here and so forth. And how many thousand people, your Bill Gates and all these characters, so they try their vaccine out of date and so forth. So if it's medication, if it's food and all that, then that is deception also. Nabi alayhi salatu salam taught us authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, man ghashana falaysa minna, who deceives us is not of us. You tell people this is 100% perfect, you understand? And you know you're lying also. And you tell them, don't worry about the expiry date. than that. So Islamically is unethical and not permissible as well.
Mufti Sahib, is zakat applicable on platinum jewelry?
Remember that Quran Kareem taught us, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِدَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. When we speak of metal and so forth and so on, so then we speak only of gold and silver. So if it is diamonds, if platinum or any other metal and so forth, then there is no zakat on it unless you are buying and selling it like stock in trade. Then obviously there will be zakat. You take that 2.5% on the current market value and you have to pay. But if you have diamonds, if you have platinum, like jewelry and what have you and so forth, and there's no buying, selling, it's just that you like to keep it and so forth, then there will not be any, you must remember, the zakat on it. And Quran Kareem spoke of gold and silver only. Open chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, and verse number 34 and 35, and that is where you will find your answer. So to repeat and reiterate, if you got platinum, you got diamonds, you got any other metal, you're buying and selling it, you take the current market value, 2.5% zakat you pay. But you're not buying, you're not selling it, you're just keeping it, you understand, because you like it as jewelry or what have you. So in that case there, besides gold, silver, and on diamonds or platinum, no zakat on that. Gold, silver, they will be zakat.
Mufti Sahib, will my wudu break if a little blood flows out of a cut in my mouth?
Remember that according to Hanafis, any part of your body, if the blood flows, so then the wudu will break. Al wudu min kulli damin sa'ilin. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the hadith in Daraqutni, the hadith in various other compilations as well. But that's only according to Hanafis. Example I'm giving now. Alhamdulillah, I'm perfect. Nothing wrong. You understood? No blood coming out. So now here on my finger, on my hand, I got the cut. And now, I'm giving example now. So now a blood comes out and so forth. So Hanafis will say the wudu is broken and the blood is najis. You must remove that blood also and re-perform the wudu. Alright? Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's got the usul. The principle they use, majority of the scholars, is kullu ma kharaja min as-sabilayn. Whatever comes out from the front passage and back passage, so that will nullify and break your wudu. But all this blood coming out from your toe and your finger and your hand and your mouth and all that, that will not break your wudu. But the blood is najis, that must be removed and so forth. So that is how you should understand it. Only Hanafis will say, if the blood is flowing, that will nullify the wudu.
Kisab, is wudu valid with petroleum jelly on the hand?
It all depends. People put Vaseline, people put petroleum jelly, people use big names, simple name Vaseline, khalas. So they see now petroleum jelly and all that. Just now somebody will think it's petrol you're putting on your body. So anyway, you put Vaseline, you put this lotion, that lotion, Allah alone knows today what things people put. The usul, the principle is, there is the water penetrating it and reaching the skin. If the water reaches the skin properly, thoroughly, then your ghusl, your bathing, and your wudu ablution is valid. If you put so much and the water doesn't penetrate it, does not enter it, does not reach the skin itself, then that wudu or that ghusl for that matter is not valid. So we need to be very circumspect and careful in this regard. We want to look white, you know. So we put this makeup and lipstick and dipstick and all these things here. So you must see wedding time and all that. Yes. I met some of my nieces and that. So I looked at them and I said, "Eesh, you're looking like this. I can't even recognize some of you." See? So they put so much makeup. Oh, so all a haram business. Whether it's my niece or your niece, haram is haram. End of the story.
Mufti Sahib, what is the sunnah tariqah of eating faith in Kadur? What is the Sunnah Tariqa?
Sunnah Tariqa is this hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Man tasabbaha bi sab'i ajwatin lam yadurruhu summun wala sihrun. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Whosoever eats 7 dates, ajwa dates, in the early part of the morning now, before Fajr, after Fajr, breakfast time, sehri time, suhoor time, 7 dates, one, you eat, then no jadu, no sihar, no witchcraft, no magic will harm that person. La yadurruhu summun wala sihrun, no poison will harm that person, and no jadu and sihar will harm that person. So we must be very, very clear. You must remember this, that hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. If you study the entire corpus of hadith, you will find only 2 places Nabi alayhi salatu salam took specific name. All the dates of Medina Munawwara and all that are 100% Mubarak. But explicitly by name, the Master alayhi salatu salam mentioned Ajwa. If you know anything of Ajwa, you get different grades of it. The best one is Al-Ajwa Al-Aliya. If you study Muslim Sharif, you will find the Ajwa Aliya. My friend there in Medina Munawwara, he used to bring for me Ajwa Al-Aliya. So he used to joke with me, Hadha Lil Muluk, does the kings and the royal family eat? So you are my big friends, so I must bring for you this. So Allah reward him, mashallah, so that you get, but it's very expensive, that Ajwa Al-Aliya. So any Ajwa you eat, you drink, you use it, mashallah, very good. The second one is mentioned in Tabarani and Hadith-e-Sahih, that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about Barni, fihi dawa'un wala da'afi, that in Barni dates they eat dawa, medication, and no sickness in it. So therefore, when you're going to Makkah, Medina, especially Medina, and you're doing shopping, so A for Ajwa, B for Barni, A, B, I, and Ismid. Ismid is not kajur and dates. Ismid is surma and tamani, kuhul, that you use in your eyes. So alaykum bil ismid, fa innahu yajlul basar wa yumbitu shar. So it makes the eyes, you must remember, see very good, you see that. And the hair will also start growing better and so forth. So authentic hadith in Mishkat Musnad Ahmad. A, Ajwa, B, Barni, I, Ismid. So it's not black color. You will find it pinkish, reddish color. So that is the type of surma that is considered the best. So any other date you take, mashallah, filled with barakah. But the best will be Ajwa, expensive. Barni, very cheap, mashallah. So you choose whichever one suits your pocket.
Mufti Sahab, some of the Muslim soccer players, when they score a goal, they fall into sajda, or when they hit the six, Mufti Sahab, they fall into sajda. What is the Sharia's law regarding this?
The Salafi scholars say when you make sajda a shukr, then you don't require huzu. They say you don't have to face Qibla. They say you don't have to worry of anything. Now take a practical situation. The guy scores a goal. He's got short pants on, and now he goes into sujood. Is that sajda really valid, or is a mockery of Islam? It's a mockery of Islam. First of all, your thighs and all that are exposed. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innal faqidha awra, that the faqid, the thighs are part of the awra, something that must be covered, and all 4 schools agree on that, that it should be covered and so forth. Now, one side, you don't have your clothes properly and you're making sajda. So that's a mockery. Second one is this, you're not facing Qibla, you're facing any direction. So Imma Arba don't allow that, the 4 schools. Then you don't have wudu and you just make sajda shukr, you say. So we reject it totally. These are the arguments we have with the Salafis. That day, one day I was in Makkah, you know where the 3 domes are. In Fahd's time, they put it. So if you face the Kaaba, you will be your back will be facing the palace. And there's the Jahil, what else can I call him, Arab guy. He makes sajda, you'll understand, facing the palace. I told him, that side is Baytullah and this side is Baytul Shaitan. What are you doing making sajda? He said, nah, you're Jews. So you see, jahalat, absolute ignorance, you must remember that. So the Baytullah is in front of you, you don't make sajda there. You show your chutar, your backside towards the Baytullah, and you show your face towards the palace and so forth. So that is jahalat, we reject it totally, whether it's soccer, cricket or whatever. For sujood, you must have wudu, you must face Qibla, and you must be dressed properly and so forth. You come there with your jockey and you make sajda and all these kind of things. A guy is a swimmer and he broke the world record. He decides to make sajda. What are you going to say? Jais. So remember, it's a mockery, all these things here. But the ummah today is now drowning in jahalat and ignorance. People can't speak because these are the famous people doing these things here. But we don't have to curry favor with anybody. It's haram and not permissible.
So I'm saying the last question. The Sharia permits one to implant an artificial tooth in place of a damaged one.
Remember, all this cosmetic surgery and implants and artificial this. Let's get 3-4 things properly. Number one, all this fake business, that fake eyelashes, fake breast, fake this, all haram in Islam. You must remember that. So all this fake business, remember, is all haram. Where's the dalil for it is all haram? It's in the Quran. So you must remember, when Iblis, Lucifer, Shaitan, Satan was expelled from Jannah, he said, me, I'm not going to sit alone there in Jahannam. I'm going to pick up Jahannam with the people. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ So Satan, Lucifer said, that the vices and the evil, I'm going to make them so beautiful, they will think it is irresistible, remember that. And he said, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ I am going to command them, فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ They will change the creation of Allah. Chapter 4, verse 119. So all this fake business that people use today, all haram. One. So that's one masla. Second masla and fatwa will be, people do it for aesthetic reasons. People do it for cosmetic reasons. You see that? Say, no, I don't like the color of my eyes. You must change it now. I must wear contact lenses. I must wear green and blue and all of that. All haram, all that. Oh, they want, I must go for a nose job. Or I must go for a face job. Or I must go for this job. Just for cosmetic reasons. Just to look smart. You understand? Change the color of my complexion. I'm looking dark, so make me look like Michael Jackson. You see that? So all haram business, all that. Three is, if a person, Allah forbid, was involved in an accident or something happened, certain lump part was really injured and so forth. Now you go for repairs, you know. So like how the car has to go to panel beaters because of some injury. Maaf. Because of some injury, some accident, or some sickness and so forth. So that is permissible. But all these others, cosmetic reasons, aesthetic reasons and so forth, A to Z, plastic surgery and all these kind of things, totally haram in Islam. And the income also is haram when it is for fake reasons and, remember, cosmetic reasons. If it is really a problem and something, accident, injury, then it is permissible. But inshallah, our Durban program will start tomorrow, Masjid Dawood, Isha Salat 7:30. So see you all there. Inshallah, first in my life, I'm going there. So inshallah, we'll meet you. I believe the Imam's name is Rafi'. So we'll meet Sheikh Rafi' tomorrow, inshallah. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.